Life is so busy, if you blink, you can miss something amazing. It's important to take a moment and enjoy what we have and the people around us. I'm Mo Hagan, Chief Operating Officer for CanFit Pro, and welcome to A Moment with Mo, a podcast where I will welcome some incredible guests to talk fitness and nutrition, mindset and self-improvement, setting your goals into action, and much, much more. Now let's get chatting. Hello, everyone, and welcome. A Moment with Mo, episode number 11. Now, this episode is keeping in perfect alignment with where we're at in this year. Upon the change of the season, as we approach fall, it is a fantastic and also important time to reflect on your progress, your goals, and your dreams for 2023 and where you're at thus far. It's a great time to reflect and reset and reignite your motivation to keep you on the move towards pursuing your dream career. And if you've achieved that dream career, I can guarantee you that there is still more for you to find, experience, and of course, succeed at accomplishing. Now, we always have a great guest to really exemplify the theme of each of the podcast episodes. And my guest today will accomplish exactly this, how the dream career can be built and what inspires you to accomplish that ultimate goal or dream career. Also, my guest Lisa is a great example of what I'm about to share, that it's so important that you don't just reflect on your accomplishments. It's important that you do and you recognize and celebrate them, but also reflect on the importance of stepping into your industry or profession, being at events. Now, I just came off of the event of the year in the fitness industry here in Canada, CanFit Pro, and it was such an epic experience. It gave me the opportunity, even after four decades, to reflect on and celebrate not only for myself, where I've accomplished or where I've come to in my career, but also to meet and network with those that really inspire me to keep my mojo flowing, as I'd like to say, to keep me really engaged in pursuit of my dream career. And while I see that I'm already in it, there's still so much to do. Now, an example of that is the story I'll tell as I introduce Lisa Doherty, who is my guest today. I went to an international conference and I always go with the same three goals in mind. Number one, to level up my education. Number two, to network and to be with like-minded leaders and also my mentors and reconnect with them and share stories of progress and challenge. And number three, to really step into my courage of meeting new people. You just never know who you will meet that will set you on your new course towards building that dream career. My background is in physiotherapy, and I've spent my entire adult career working in the fitness industry. And with my physiotherapy background, my passion has always been in how we can bridge the gap between medicine and wellness and medical intervention and fitness intervention. And I met Lisa in between sessions, and Lisa was motivated to meet me because she had heard about what I do in Canada, and I had yet to learn about Lisa Doherty. So I'd like to invite you to meet Lisa, and then I will introduce you and we'll dive right into the conversation. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, and it's great to see you, if not in person, to see you through Zoom. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Deb. Thank you for the invitation.
You are so welcome. And Lisa's coming to us from California. I'd love you to share some California vibes with us as we jump into conversation. But for those who haven't had the opportunity, just as I back in, I think it was 2018, but you can remind me, the years have flown by. Lisa, you reached out to me and I'm like, this woman has energy. And this was before the days that we could see each other. Yep. And I thought, I've got to meet this firecracker, not only because of your energy, but your passion for sharing what it is that you do in medical fitness. And so I agreed to meet with you because our chemistry is connected, but I also like putting myself out there, especially when someone has something to share, caringly knowing that it could help move what I do forward. And you were familiar with my work in the Canadian fitness industry. So for those who haven't met you, Lisa, I just want to give you a moment to shine and listen to just a small bit of your incredible bio, which is you are founder and CEO of MedFit Network, and you established MedFit Network in 2013. You also went on to establish the MedFit Foundation in 2017. Yes. Now, there are many other pillars to MedFit. I'll ask you to tell us about that. But what I want to share is your purpose, your why for bringing all that to life was to also offer education, but not just to the fitness professional market, but also to healthcare. And you brought courses and certifications to market. And your story behind why is the power of our why, no doubt. And I'd like, we'll talk about that. You're also a certified personal trainer. You also have a certification as a health coach. And you have many, many certification specialties. Yes. I think you're the person that has more specialties in medical fitness related courses than anyone else I've met.
Probably.
So tell us more about yourself, and you can expand on your bio just to help have people understand just who you are and what you've accomplished in such short years.
Well, thank you. 26 years has flown by. So I changed careers in my 30s. I was in the securities industry, stock market. Very unhappy. My dad was battling his second cancer, and I always knew I wanted to help people, but maybe not with their money. And so I had the chance to go back to school at UC Irvine, California, and pursue a passion that I think was really something I always wanted to do. And it was a delayed passion. I think a lot of us change careers. We start one thing and we're like, you know, we're not really happy doing this. And here's what I'd be happy doing. So after I graduated, my goal was to work in honor of my dad with cancer survivors, special populations, as they were called. And I think today, healthy people are really the special populations. So I spent a few years after I graduated taking different courses on chronic disease and exercise from a company that's no longer in business in the United States that were called DSW Fitness. For those of you who heard about them and took their courses, good for you. You were pioneers back in the day. And I went through all, I think they had 20 specialist certificate programs, and I went through all of them in 3 years because I'm an education, you know, nut. And because I went through all the programs, she gave me a title of chronic disease and exercise specialist. I was one of like a dozen trainers who went through all of their programs. This was all before the internet. If there was any of you out there as old as me, I started my business before there was an internet. So I was putting flyers on car windshields and putting postcards in people's mailboxes and stuff. And so the internet came out, I built a website, and back then SEO mattered. So if you Googled cancer and exercise, whole body fitness, I was number one on Google. There was no WebMD, no John Hopkins University. These are all things in the United States. I was number one. And I would get emails from all over the United States from people that had cancer, diabetes, MS, Parkinson's, wanting to know if there was a fitness specialist like me near them. And I didn't know if there was. Our industry wasn't of such that, oh yeah, I know Barbara in, you know, Seattle, Washington, and I know she works with cancer survivors. And still to this day, we really don't have that big of a network effect in the United States or even globally where someone who has an issue can go and find help from someone qualified. So as you mentioned earlier, Mo, I started the MedFit Network. I founded the MedFit Network. And it was a grassroots program. I went back to UC Irvine. I met with the business school, and I was their class project for the semester on creating a business plan for MedFit Network. Went back to the school and worked with their computer science department. And we built the MedFit Network. Once I did that, I was trying to figure out, well, how do I let everybody know it exists? So I can invite them if they have any education or services so they can join. So I started to reach out to different companies in the United States, you know, NASM, ISSA, Perform Better, Power Systems. Hopefully you all know those names. And I said, I'm starting a national registry in the United States at the time. It's going to be free for the public. It's free to join. Everything was free. So there was no business, you know, in mind for me. I just was tired of everyone emailing me and I wanted to do something to help people. And everyone thought, wow, what a great idea. And thank you so much for doing that. So they started sending emails out. We grew the registry to about 30,000 professionals. This is 2016. I was featured in the Huffington Post, Why You Should Know Me in Medical Fitness. My dad was on his fourth cancer. And he kept saying to me that one day you're going to be on 2020 or 60 minutes, you know, for your work. And I'd say, Dad, I'm not interested in being on TV. You know, I'm just doing this because I felt like since I was a little girl, I was supposed to do something special. I think this is it. Mm. And a week after my dad died, I was acknowledged by the White House, the Obama administration, as a champion of change finalist in 2016 for the work that I've done. And I wish it would have came 1 week earlier so my dad could have seen it. But it was a bittersweet moment to get this acknowledgement. And I was sad and happy at the same time. But, you know, what I learned, and this is when I started the MedFit Education Foundation, is that there wasn't enough educated people to be on this network. And those of us on there, me included, there was no continued education. There was nothing. All those courses I took 20 years ago, that was it. And so I saw another problem. I'm a problem solver. I always have been. And I started a not-for-profit, so a separate project organization. And we started conferences. And I think that's when you and I met. I did the medical fitness tour. And we did 8 conferences prior to the pandemic.
Right.
And I met at Idea Worlds during that time. And after 8 conferences, and I'm still working full-time as a trainer with trainers working for me, I told my team, you know what, I need to take 2020 off from conferences. I think my clients are going to leave. My boyfriend's going to leave me. I just can't do all this. And they're like, well, what are we going to do in 2020? And I said, you know what, I want to recreate all that education that I took 20 years ago and make it current and relevant and maybe even more topics that weren't covered back then. And that's where MedFit Classroom started. So I'll let you jump in and you'd like to add up until that point and then I could carry on.
Oh my goodness. Thank you for taking me down that incredible path and journey. And it, to me, your passion just kept leading you and you didn't really know. You didn't plan for all of this to unfold, but you trusted your inner guidance, you know, system, which we call, you know, your passion, your why, what fuels you every day. And when you reminded me where you were at with what you were creating and why we met, it reminded me right then and there that it's so important for us to be in the moments, because when you reached out to me, I too, very busy, thought, okay. And then when you persevered, because your passion is
what I do
10 times bigger than your presence, even Lisa, you're like, you're this petite little thing with the energy that 10 people would have. But I remember saying yes, because I trusted myself that if there was an opportunity for me to serve my purpose in a greater or different way, I needed to trust those people that took the time and the courage to reach out.
Yeah.
And you also reminded me about along the way, you know, celebrating the victories, but then also facing the next obstacle, or as you said, problem with, okay, what can I do? And it's just such a powerful life cycle to show people no matter how many years they've been in their profession, that there's always something new to accomplish or a problem to solve.
Yeah.
And be in the moment to recognize or to connect with others to serve your purpose in helping them. And that's probably where it comes now to after we met and you shared with me what your mission, if I chose to accept it, was to connect with you. So CanFit Pro proudly connected with MedFit Network and has linked up to make it possible for Canadian fitness professionals to access your courses and certifications and online education and even your directory.
Yeah.
And to make it easier for them to build their career, their dream career, much easier than it was for you when nothing existed in those days.
There's nothing. So these courses, they're specialist certificate courses. They're 10 to 20 hours in length on a topic, you know, from arthritis, diabetes, MS, Parkinson's, osteoporosis, and so forth. And you get a specialist certificate. And what's different is that we require that you do relevant continued education to maintain these. So if you become an arthritis fitness specialist, you can't just take that course and for the next 20 years say you know arthritis. You know, no other profession does that. The medical community doesn't do that. And so we established this for the MedFit Network, that if you're going to be on this directory and you're going to advertise as a specialist, then you got to do Con Ed in that
Thank
area.
You. Thank you.
So we started producing webinars. We do weekly webinars, 48 a year. They're free and they act as continued education for these courses. When you're part of the MedFit Network, again, this is all a not-for-profit project. I never did this, you know, wringing my hands that I'm going to be a millionaire and do all that. But when you're part of the MedFit Network, your Con Ed is free. To renew your certificates is free. I'm not trying to put any barriers up to do this. I'm trying to serve the public. I always come from service and how we could be a better version of ourselves. And if I stopped learning 20 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm always trying to see how I can learn more to offer more. And I come from service.
Oh, wow. Learn more so you can offer more.
Oh, yeah.
Come from a place of service. I love that. Well, why don't we just answer the question that our listeners and viewers will have. How can I become a member of the MedFit Network?
Well, I will put a link up there that you could join. And, you know, with this, I'll put it in the chat box. You get a public profile page on our network, and you can put a digital badge on your email signature and link it to your profile page. You can put a digital badge on your website, on a business card.
Fantastic.
I think it's important to belong to something, to an organization. You know, I always feel like I need a community of people for, you know, support, networking, questions. Hey, I even still have questions that I'll post in my forum on Facebook to see, does someone else know this? Or have they took a deeper dive into this topic than I might have, and, you know, get their wisdom. So being part of something, an organization or a membership, I think is so important as a fitness professional.
Oh, absolutely. I get this question quite a bit. You know, why do I need to be a member? I'm like, well, you're a member of a family. You're a member of a team.
Yes.
And I think immediately to get, you know, and this is where one of my favorite quotes I shared with you prior to this podcast, I believe that you are such a, as you say, you're here to serve the world with your purpose of, you know, bringing continuing education and certification and helping others serve a huge need in our population, which is, like you say, the average adult today is a special population person, but it really is about helping people move their dream career forward, and you're serving them by making education and training accessible, which is remarkable. For those that want to jump right into, you can go to MedFit Network www.thebetterhealthcare.org. You can certainly learn more there. You can also go to the same web page, MedFit. Oh, sorry, a different one, medfitclassroom.org /CFP for Canvit Pro, because we have partnered for courses, which is fantastic. And I want to ask, you know, where, since you established this and all of the courses, I can't even keep count how many there are, you've helped so many, but your career is now navigated in a bit of a different direction. And this is really an important point to everyone is, you know, we're approaching the last, gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this, quarter of 2023. This is the time. I love this time of year. And I have to be honest and say, not just because of the weather, but because definitely not because of the weather, because, you know, after fall comes cold, unless you live in California.
Right.
But it's the fact that we now have less months ahead of us to accomplish our goals towards our dream career than how many months have passed us already this year. So it motivates me to make a move and to put some fire under my own inspiration as far as getting myself to those goals that I've set for myself. But then again, sometimes you haven't set it as a goal. Opportunities just present themselves. I'm going to come back to my favorite quote in a moment and ask you to sort of share your thoughts on it. But what has happened for yourself and your career not even a year ago? And it's certainly an example of being a champion of change and a courage leader. Tell us, I'd love to have my viewers hear what you told me.
You know, during all that history, I always wanted my own place. And I wanted to have a true medical fitness center. And a lot of medical fitness in the United States is usually attached to a hospital. And, you know, people don't want to go to a hospital setting for fitness, usually. Mm-hmm. And so that was always my dream. And when the pandemic hit, you know, I was coming up, whatever, towards the end of my 50s. And in California, it was really brutal. I mean, they just kept shutting the gyms down. I know it was tough in Canada. And I didn't go virtual or anything because, you know, what I do, someone wants my physical presence. And so I just pretty much lost my personal training business during the pandemic. You know, I had my foundation and the network. So I had, you know, still a purpose and, you know, was able to earn a little bit of money. By the way, I donated my time to this project all the way up until 2020, because I just, again, I didn't do this for the money. And when the pandemic hit and I just got wiped out as a personal trainer, I had a couple of clients that knew about what I've been doing and how I've donated my time. And they asked me if they could give me $50,000 in 2020 to help me make it through the year. And I said, you know what? I don't want any handouts. I go, why don't you make a donation to my foundation? And you know what? I'll start taking a salary. So I took a small salary in 2020, but I mentioned this because I just figured my fitness career was probably over and, you know, maybe I'll have a medical fitness center in my next life and I'll just do this. And I accepted it. And so last November, I got a text from the same family and they asked if I was free for a phone call that night. And I thought maybe I was in trouble or something. Why are they texting me? Did I do something bad or wrong? And so I got on the phone with them. My heart was pounding. And they said, you know what? We want to make your dream come true. And we want to buy you a building. And we want you to have that medical fitness center. I can't believe I'm still emotional about this. We'll pay for all the remodeling so you don't have any debt. You could own the building. You won't have a mortgage. And we'll buy all the fitness equipment that you want. So again, you have no debt and you could go and have your dream and help more people because we've watched you serve for so long and we want you to take it bigger. And I just, all I said like three times was, wow, you want to buy me a building? I just like, who calls someone up and says that? So anyways, I got $3 million. Was not expecting that at 59. And I bought a building, 5,500 square feet, and we're going to do medical fitness training and education. Education is so important. So we're going to do community education and free, not-for-profit. This is a not-for-profit center, and professional education. My plan is to host live workshops for all these online courses that the foundation has created, or if anybody wants to use this space. And if they don't charge anything, there is no charge to use the space. Again, it's a not-for-profit. So here I am. I didn't think at 60 that I'd be opening a medical fitness center. I was thinking, oh, over the next 10 years, I'm looking at whatever towards retirement. No, I'm going to climb that hill again. We all know it takes 3 to 5 years to build a business. So that's what I'm going to be doing right now.
Well, congratulations. I'm so glad you shared that. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're still emotional about that, because it's important to celebrate and feel it that deep, just what it means for you to have this gift, to be able to give your gift. And the quote that I wanted to share earlier, I think is just so serendipity-ish that I share it now. I wanted to ask you your thoughts. Like, and I've heard this quote by many great ones, but Helen Keller said it this way, you know, alone we can do so little.
Oh.
Together we can do so much. And this is a perfect example. Oh, and not that you were doing a little, but together with the belief in this family that was inspired by your client and their family, you would now have the ability to not wait another lifetime to really serve your true purpose and have your medical center and make it available to all who want to benefit from your services and or join you on your journey to offer education.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole project was done because of people coming together to serve the greater good. I used to have that in my email signature in my back in 2013, you know, everyone coming together to serve the greater good. So anybody who's come along this project, and there's been hundreds of people that have donated their time, services, whatever, mentorship. And it was all because of, you know, collaboration. It certainly wasn't me. I may have had an idea and I'm going to chase the idea and I'm going to try to get everybody excited about the idea. And everyone says it's hard to say no to me.
Because
I'm so passionate. I am. I see that something needs to be done and I want to bring everybody together so we could get it done. I'm a doer.
Well, that's what we need more of in the world. So I thank you because that takes courage. I'm sure there's been many times where people tell you just to stand down or don't be so passionate. I mean, you do meet people. I call them like your dream stealers, your negative Nellies, and they want to crush your dreams because they may not have the courage or humph to want to think big, go big, right?
Thoughts? I want to say something, a quote that I like, and it's from Robert Downey Jr., if you know who that is.
Yeah.
He says, if someone says, I can't do something, all that means is I can't do it with them.
That's perfect. Good lesson, everyone. Can you say that again, Lisa? Say it again.
If someone tells you you can't do something, all that means is you can't do it with them.
Woo. Love it.
So, you know what? I don't give up. I am my father's daughter. He battled cancer 4 times with a positive attitude. I don't even know how anybody could do that. Mm-hmm. And so I have his whatever firecracker in me. And I try to spread that with people around me and get them excited so that, again, we could all come together.
Brilliant. Come together with similar needs, that is education, certification, the credibility for us to then move our path forward, even if we don't quite know where it's going, but trusting that when we have a dream, you know, we find the people, we collaborate, we build our own team of supporters and or helpers and collaborators, because we can't have all the skills and all of the expertise, but just understanding that together we can go so much further, as quoted earlier. Now, we did talk about MedFit Classroom and MedFit Network and how people can get started. for those that are listening that are from the fitness or health care professions, that's where my network attracts, and certainly yours. My question would be, where would be a good place to start to learn more about MedFit and or to invest in time with you, your network, your courses? Where would be a good place to start?
You know, I would probably say start with where I started, with the network. You know, join a like-minded group of membership people. When you're a member of the network, you get a discount on the courses. You get a public listing. You get free continued education. You get free renewals. So, I mean, I would say that's the place. Start there and be part of all of this. And we send everything there, whether it's the courses, the classroom. You know, we may do some live events at the center.
Yeah, you are.
So you'll get invited if you want to, you know, again, live events, I think, are important to connect your soul and your heart with others. And I don't think, you know, it's nice to do Zoom and talk, but it's nice to have your energy in with someone. So I think live events are important.
Absolutely. And there's a feeling out there, not only in the fitness industry. I experienced it firsthand with over 8,500 people last month, just that connection with people being together and, and experiencing. There's a different vibe altogether. Physiologically, we actually, it elevates oxytocin when you have direct eye contact, with even with or without the hug, but it just gives you a sense that really inspires you. It motivates you. It literally does.
It
elevates the hormones that make you feel happy, positively charged, and motivated. And that's what inspires people to actually take those leaps of faith and those courageous steps forward, and or even asking people for help.
Right.
And whereas when we've been locked down, it's like you lose yourself a bit. As much as you know they're out there, the world's out there, but it's so different. And I'm so grateful. I feel like this is a new year, and I know some of you think the same way. The fall is like a new year, and it's kind of that. It really is the opportunity to make your move on building your dream career. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this as we close our conversation today, Lisa. I've been asking each of my guests in 2023 the same question. What are you working on the remainder of 2023 that's calling on your courage as it relates to your career, business, or life?
Wow. You know, I would say owning a building and having a business like this, it's a pile of work. And it's a lot of responsibility because I took this donation very seriously and I'm going to give it 110%. And so dealing with plumbers, contractors, training trainers, looking for a Pilates person, interviewing people, trying to listen to my gut. My dad always says, listen to your gut. And so it's going to take a lot of courage over the months for me to build this center to be all that it should and could be. And I've never done this before, but you know what? I'm going to do it.
Wow. I just got chills, and I'm going to put out another part to that question. I'm going to courageously ask you this. What would help look like to support you in this next leg of your journey? What would help look like, and how can people reach out to you if they wanted to support you or help you in any way?
Wow. Well, you know, I don't think you're ever too young or old to have a mentor. So if anybody has that owns a building, a center, they've done this before, they've done it twice before, they failed, they succeeded. You know, I would love any advice, tips, things to avoid, things to look for. You know, I'm a lifelong learner. And I'm going down a path that I've never gone down before. So that would be of great help.
Great. And how can they reach you?
You can reach me at lisa@medfited.org. So M-E-D-F-I-T-E-T-E-D, excuse me, org. And that's the foundation email address.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that's thank you for putting that out there, and you just never know. So anyone listening that, as Lisa has invited, has owned a building, has done everything that is involved in that, has succeeded, failed again, and has the experience, lived experiences, and you want to pay it forward, we owe it. It's our responsibility as leaders to pay it forward by helping others. And you can do that through reaching out to Lisa, and we'll make sure that the contact information is connected with this blog as it launches. And also in my blog that I put out, we'll make sure your contact information's there. Mm-hmm. And know that you can always reach out, and I'm happy to connect. I have a couple of people in mind already, so we'll stay in touch as well. So any final thoughts before I close, because I'm going to put out a similar challenge to our viewers and listeners today. Any final thoughts, Lisa, you'd like to share?
As a matter of fact, yes. Always come from service. And that's what I'm teaching trainers that are coming into the center. And I know it's scary to go out there and meet people. You know, I'm not going to Instagram, TikTok, that stuff for the center. We created door hangers, and I'm having the trainers go out and put door hangers, knock on doors or whatever, put the door hangers and say, if we could be of service to you or your family, you know, we're in the area, and to come from service. And I think when you do that, all doors will open and wonderful gifts will happen. And look, after all my years of service, what I got.
Wow. And you know, I am in the same vintage to say that I remember guerrilla marketing and putting things on windshields and doorknobs. What I love is how you flipped it from selling to serving.
Oh, that is always powerful. Always.
Powerful. Wow. It will open doors because people will be,
it has.
How many people will actually receive such an opportunity?
They're surprised by us saying that.
Woo. Love it. All right. So my friends, now it's your turn. What is going to be your one move this month that moves you towards building your dream career? And what is calling on your courage for the remainder of 2023 that is going to help move or elevate your business, your career, or your life forward? That is our challenge to you. And I want to say thank you, Lisa. You are, feel like my sister from another mother. I'm so grateful to call you a friend. I want to thank you for insisting we meet between sessions at a conference, and generously sharing your vision and your dream career with me, as it has most definitely positively influenced the Canadian fitness industry. Your courses are being received and valued by many members of CanFit Pro. There's so much more opportunity ahead. So we'll be making sure we'll be promoting MedFit. And of course, you've been promoting and sponsoring our conferences, both online and in person. And I've met so many wonderful trainers through your courses as well. And there's one in particular, Miss Wonder Woman, who I've gotten to know quite well because of meeting you. So thank you so much. And to all our viewers, I just want to leave you with a quote from my favorite book by Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You'll Go. And that quote is, today is your day, your mountain is waiting, so get on your way.
Yep.
Yep. And on that note, we're going to say, yes, let's do it. Go for it. And be well, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye for now.